It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
What a night for Nathan MacKinnon. In my humble opinion, he nailed down, clinched the MVP last night with his four-point night, a hat trick, went over the 50-goal plateau, continues to have an otherworldly season, and the 50th goal, by the way, assisted on by his childhood buddy, Jonathan Drouin.
Yeah, we were laughing. Actually, after his first goal, I thought we were playing in Halifax, to be honest. As I've seen those breakout goals where he just blows by the D and the D doesn't even stand a chance. So he had his legs tonight for sure.
And by the way, how about Jonathan Drouin? A career night for him as well, as he set a career high in points with 56. What a find that was. You talk about sifting through the clearance rack. You talk about going through the bargain bins, looking for something nice and cheap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jonathan Drouin was.
Right.
And much like when the Avs brought in Val Nichushkin and resuscitated his career, same thing here with Jonathan Drouin, to the point where now you start, you know, looking ahead to the offseason and the salary cap and everything like that, and you got to start figuring, hey, can we find a way to bring back Jonathan Drouin now on a long-term deal?
And the camaraderie, the relationship he has with MacKinnon, important. I think that would be important to the franchise. He's very much like Rogue's Jordans that her mom sold in the garage sale.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like going to a garage sale and finding one of those.
Yeah. Here's some Jordans that are worth
heirlooms.
You know, $700, but I'll give them to you for 50 cents.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan Drouin, right?
Yeah.
Next on the...
Oh, God, please, no!
Bringing out the painful memories for
us. I know.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets dispensing of a bad, bad Utah team. But, you know, still, Utah's given the Nuggets and Michael Malone fits over the years in Utah, but not last night. Nuggets take care of business. Minnesota took care of business last night at home against Washington. Sets up the big showdown for likely number one seed in the West. But Michael Malone, pleased with how his team took care of business against the Jazz.
I told our players, I asked them right before the game, I said, how many losses do you think we have to teams below 500? And somebody said 15, 18. I said, no, so we have four. And obviously one was to this very team, and three were to Houston. So we've done a great job all year long of beating the teams that on paper you're supposed to beat.
That does show something, because when you're a defending champion and you're getting everybody's best shot every single night,
yeah,
it'd be real easy to just kind of let down.
It is real easy to let down. It is real easy when you play a team that you know isn't good. You know, and you almost have that flip the switch mentality, kind of like Minnesota did last night against the Wizards,
yep,
or whatever they are. Washington, yep. What are they?
Caps? Wizards?
Wizards are the Wizards?
Yeah. Caps are the...
Yeah, the Bullets. I was thinking the Bullets. They used to be the Washington Bullets.
They used to be the Washington Bullets, yes.
Wizards, though. Is Wizards...
Not anymore.
Is that politically correct?
I don't know.
Wizard?
Well, Wizards are very memorable. A lot of memorable Wizards out there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We should find out if the Wizards are offended.
Right, because if the Wizards are offended, you have to change the name.
Correct.
How many Wizards? Do we have any Wizards on the text line? Because there's good Wizards, like Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Would be a good Wizard.
Gandalf.
Gandalf.
You know, the Wizards of Waverly Place.
Uh-huh.
Always enjoyed that show.
Yeah, but then there's some bad...
Young Selena Gomez, right? Yeah.
And then there's some bad Wizards.
Bat evil Wizards.
They come from Slytherin. So I'm just saying.
Your Harry Potter knowledge is very impressive.
I'm just saying we should.
Rourke in a Quidditch reference and you'll have your own hat trick.
Yeah, we should actually reach out to Wizards.
Just to see if they're offended?
Yeah.
Sure.
Then we'll have them change the name.
Well, as you like to say, everybody's offended these days, so I'm sure the Wizards are as well.
Oh, yeah, Wizards are upset.
Next on the Morning Brew, Rockies lose 3-2 at home against Arizona.
Saw two at-bats of Iron Man, runners in scoring position. He grounded out both times.
Hitting a robust 114.
But he hit the ball. He hit the ball fairly hard.
Two teams play again later today, this afternoon, a matinee game at 1:10. The Masters get started tomorrow. Today, the always very popular par three contest. But Tiger Woods holding court yesterday. Always good to hear from Tiger. A Tiger who has aged gracefully.
I love watching him succeed. You know, that's part of the game is we pass on the knowledge. We don't keep it. All the players that have come before me, I really didn't discover anything new is the fact that they were able to share a lot of that with me. And then, you know, that's what we do. We pass on the knowledge to the next generation. And especially here, you know, this is one of the events that we get a chance to do that just because we're playing on the same venue, you know, each and every year. We're able to pass that on. And I think the Masters does an incredible job of bringing together the past and the future of the game of golf.
Watching his press conference yesterday, held court for about 15 minutes, very reflective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very reflective and... Did say this for all of you who are going to be, you know, placing a wager on the Masters or doing a fantasy league or something like that. He says, I still believe in my heart that I can win again. Fred Couples, who we played with, said, dude looks great. And he knows so much about that course that can he put four rounds
together? Will your body hold up for... Four run. I saw
make
a video.
The cut? Sure, absolutely.
I saw a video of him yesterday working with some of the younger players off of taking a 5-wood out of the rough and how to hit that. And so he's like, I just basically don't hit my 2-iron anymore. Now I love this shot. And then he had all these guys like, you're 185 out, you're in the rough. And he goes, you can just go punch down on it. And all these guys did what he told them, and they hit the heck out of the golf.
These are the biggest names in golf, yeah. And they're just like,
wow.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, so it was in awe of this guy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.